Welcome back to our series this Holy Week. Let's listen and be encouraged. Be real about how you feel. It's hard to be real about how you feel in light of today's difficulties, isn't it? With gas prices soaring, cost of goods increasing, along with our blood pressure, we've resigned ourselves to the difficulties of life. Tumatahimik na lang tayo at kumakayod to pay the many bills waiting for us at the end of the month. But did you know that it's okay to be true to your feelings and express how you really feel? Especially when life gets so hard or our burdens are too heavy to carry. We see this in Jesus' example in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mababasa natin na nagpakatotoo si Jesus sa kanyang naramdaman. In today's verse, he asks his Heavenly Father to remove his burden of dying on the cross for our sins. Ito ang sinabi sa Luke 22:44. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Malapit nang matapos ang Holy Week. Are you ready to face your office mates and sit at your desk when you return to work this Monday? Do you feel that you can use a few more days for yourself and your family? Are you carrying a lot of burdens? Okay lang yan. Be real about how you truly feel. Tell God how stressed and tired you are. He understands you. Perhaps when you admit your feelings and release your anxiety to Him, you might be reminded of your calling, just like Jesus was when He continued His mission to be the ultimate sacrifice for humanity. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, I admit I'm going through a difficult time right now. Thank you for modeling honesty to me. Help me be real with my emotions and admit the difficulty of my challenges so I can continue doing what you have called me to do. In Jesus' name, amen. What are the worries that you haven't told Jesus? Bring them to Him in prayer. Or you can text and call those loved ones and tell them about what you're going through. Nalalangin siya, Ama ko, Ama ko, magagawa mo ang lahat ng bagay. Alisin mo sa akin ang paghihirap na ito. Ngunit hindi ang kalooban ko, kundi ang kalooban mo ang masunod. Mark 14:36. We hope that you'll make this week not just holy, but a restful one. Let us rest in the finished work of Jesus on the cross and find comfort for our souls. See you tomorrow. If you've enjoyed listening to this message and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting cbnasia.org/give or click the heart icon on the Tanglaw app to make a donation. This is Peter Cairo saying, God has done it all. All we need to do is receive what He did on the cross.